on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And it is 29 to 11. We're going to find out what's been happening in the greyhound world. The man with his finger right on the pulse is John Bash. Morning, John. How are you?
Good morning to you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yes, it's been a big weekend in greyhound racing, particularly in Sydney Town. We had the million-dollar chase night finally arrived. It wasn't that long ago, July 31, when the minister announced that the New South Wales Greyhounds would run a million-dollar race at Wentworth Park on October 20. And it's been and gone. And what about Saturday? There was plenty of thunderstorm activity in New South Wales late in the afternoon. The races had to be put back, a couple of races, but the meeting went ahead as scheduled, and what a great night. The crowd turned out in their numbers at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. It was great to see such many numbers at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, and the racing side of things, and we weren't let down either. There was many highlights on the program at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Shortly we'll be catching up with Peter Ligogiani, the winning trainer of the million-dollar chase. I'm sure they're still on cloud nine, the family and the owners there of Mystic Ride after Saturday night. We'll catch up a little later on with Peter McDermott, the winning owner of Poco Dorado, took out the Sydney Cup at Group 3 level there on Saturday night as well. We're going to head to Melbourne and talk to George Ferrugia from the Meadows. Of course, they've got the big Top Gun coming up next Saturday night, the Sprinters and Stayers, and also the Great Chase will be run there on Wednesday afternoon. And we'll be heading up to the Northern Rivers to catch up with Bob Lane. Of course, they have the heats of the Lismore Cup there tomorrow night, four outstanding heats of the Lismore Cup, plus the time-honoured Pop Northfield final at Casino next Friday afternoon. Well, we'll turn the clock back to Saturday night, the $1 million chase final, and here's how Tim Newbold saw it unfold.
Racing, Skyway Dwelled and Mystic Ride came out running. She's charging to the lead. Led by three, Skyway working to second. Jamila Jet out wide. They were followed up by Midnight Starlet, Poke the Bear, followed by Azkaban, Big Butters. Dinah Harper at the tail of the field. Top corner, Mystic Ride by three. Jamila Jet going out after her. Five away to Skyway. They corner the leader, Mystic Ride. Jamila Jet cutting her down. Mystic Ride digging in. A dream. Now a reality. Mystic Ride, brilliant. Beat Jamila Jet, Skywave. They were followed in by Dinah Harper, Poke the Bear, Big Butters, followed up by Midnight Starlet.
Mystic Ride for Jody and Peter Ligogiani. And we've got Peter coming online to join us now. Peter, good morning and congratulations to you.
Yeah, good morning, everybody, and thank you very much. Thank you very much. It means a lot to us. Thank you.
Peter, as Tim said in the call, a dream is now a reality. Has the reality set in?
Oh, I don't think it ever will, mate. We set out, you know, just to win a fifth grade with this greyhound, and we ended up winning a $1 million race. These are what dreams come, you know, are made of, and for a dream to come true like this, you know, it just shows that anybody in the industry, you know, anybody who's anybody can do this. You know, we're just average people, you know, blue collar workers. You know, by no stretch of the imagination are we up there with a limelight. You know, it feels like we are now, but you know, anybody can do this. Just goes to show, you know.
Peter, as you say, like four starts back, she was a reserve on a Wednesday night and got a start as number 10 in a fifth grade at Wentworth Park, which she was able to win. And four starts later, she's winning the million-dollar chase.
That's correct. Yeah, look, we were struggling to get a run with her. Her form was reading good, but she just didn't have enough points with the new point system at Wentworth Park. She was always a point. Just, I think we missed out at the start by just a mere point to gain a start at Wentworth Park. So, mate, I believe it was I was interviewed the other day, and they told me who the dogs were that scratched. I couldn't remember, and I believe it was Zipping Taylor and another dog, a keeping dog that gained a start in one of the heats that was on the night that we gained a start in fifth grade, a heat of the Ladbrokes million-dollar chase. So you know, and fortunately we gained a start from out wide where she loves it and come out and run a terrific race, I thought, and won the race. And speaking to the owners after the event, and I remember Colin and Sandra saying, just throw her in, what have we got to lose? And there you go. Wow. Words of wisdom.
Now, Peter, you haven't had Mystic Riot throughout her career. She started with Anthony Azzopardi around 12 months ago in Victoria. Tell us how you come to get the Greyhound.
Yeah, that's correct. Sandra and Colin, they bred the bitch, and Anthony's their premier trainer down there in Melbourne. And while I was down there with Beast Unleashed going for the launching pad, you know, I knew the litter and saw the litter, and you know, Anthony said to me, "Oh, she's doing a few things wrong here, Pete. Her mind's not on the job." And look, when I was leaving the day before, I asked Anthony. I said, "Mate, do you want me to take her home? You know, you don't mind if I take her home and have a go with her?" And he said, "Look, as long as Colin and Sandra, you know, agree to it," he said, "Go for it, mate." And yeah, you look, Anthony told me down there, look, the whole litter's got a motor. You know, these guys have got V8 engines in them. It's just, you know, getting their head right, and you know. We just changed her training regime and just did a few little things different, and it just gave her own headspace and her own space here at home, and mate, she just blossomed, and mate, we couldn't be more thankful for Anthony and Colin and Sandra.
Of course, she's by Basha Bale out of Ready to Riot, and Ready to Riot is already produced out of the litter Blue Sky Riot, who won the National Futurity on Futurity Night earlier in the year. So. She's come out of the shadow and now up there with Blue Sky Ride out of the litter.
Yeah, look, like I said, the whole litter's got an engine, and I think the next litter too are going pretty good. They've got some Fernando Bales, and I think Brett Lees are after that. So, you know, by no stretch of the imagination is a fluke on potential. They've got the potential. It's just a matter of being placed right, and you know, and look, she was perfectly boxed on Saturday night. You know, Jamila Jett, slow beginner, Big Butters and the five dog... Poke the Bear, you know, heading to the fence and Skywave jumping, and you know, they all just had a little bit of a jam up, and off she went, and she got all the brakes, and you know, great effort for Jason Thompson to have three in the final, and the Crouch boys, and geez, to get two in the final with such a little, you know, team, and mate, we're just blessed. We are truly, truly blessed.
Of course, as you say, she excels out of wide alleys there, and pretty much people read the race right, that the 5 and 6 would go hard left and you'd get a good run across, and she actually pinged the boxes there, running a 5:44 first sectional.
She did. Look, that's what it was. She had to begin. She had to begin like she began the last 3 weeks, and that was it. That would have been end of section. You know, we did get a fright with Jamila Jett on our backside. I'm not going to lie to you, mate. My heart went in my mouth. But, you know, she kicked in the straight. She's a mighty little girl. And, you know, look, without Mystic Ride, look, all this would be possible. Here we are, you know, congratulating trainers and, you know, my wife and myself, you know, who both train her and the owners who bred her, you know. But without this little girl, without this little greyhound, you know, all this wouldn't be possible. So, mate, 99% of everything is with this little girl, you know, little Jill in our kennel, who we love dearly. And you know, now we love her even more. So, yeah, she's part of the family, let me tell you.
Now, Peter, when did you and Jody decide that you were going to have a crack at the million-dollar chase with her? Because, as I said at the outset, the race was put together at July 31, and here we are, October 20, the grand final. So when did you decide that this race was for her?
Mate, after she won her fifth grade, after she gained a start, you know, being a second reserve, after that, we... You know, mm-hmm. She come out and run 29.88, I believe. She got dragged down at the first turn and still come out and won and run home pretty strong. And you know, that was it. You know, we spoke on the night. We spoke to Colin and Sandra. I said, "What do you think?" And you know, they said, "Put her around next week. Why not? What have we got to lose?" You know, and that's how it happened. It just we planned for Set the Storm, and we were hoping Beast Unleashed will be ready, and you know, Set the Storm. Got beaten in her heat, and Beast wasn't ready, and that's the only dogs we really had for it. You know, I saw the quality of Greyhound going around in the heats and in the regional semis and finals, and thought, Jesus, you know, I didn't think we're up to it. I really didn't, and she's just excelled, and that's my point. That you know, anybody with any type of Greyhound, you know, they obviously, you know, you need ability, but you know, they could do this. You know, from person down at, you know, tomorrow or whatever. You could do this, guys. You know, you could really do this. You know, and that's coming from the heart. Anybody could do this.
And, of course, she excels at Wentworth Park, and that's the way you took her. You didn't bother going to the regional races. You went straight to Wentworth Park with her.
Well, the reason being, I would have loved to have her at Richmond. She excels at Richmond also. But we had to give her a seven-week break because she tore a little bit of the back muscle. You know, it was a slight little tear, and I said to Colin, look, I have to give some time off, and that's why I could only get her ready for the Wentworth Park heat. So, ideally, I would have loved her at Richmond or, you know, or at the Gardens or, you know, and somewhere like that. I thought it'd be an easier, you know, to get into.
An easier way through, yeah.
But, you know, lo and behold, it all worked out for the better, I think, you know. So, yeah, well, you know, what can I say?
I'm sure now through the Greyhounders Pets Association, and of course with Colin and Sandra, she's going to be a pet for life.
Oh look, no doubt. Look, like all their greyhounds, Sandra and Colin, you know, they rehome them or they keep them at home. They've got their property there, and they bring all their dogs home. And look, like most of us here, you know, we get our dogs rehomed or you know our owners take them home and so forth. You know, look, it's a great thing, the GAP thing. We need to really support and get behind it, you know, 100% as the Victorians have, and you know, and create a spectacle not only for Australia but for the world. Look, we are good people in the industry, and we love we love our animals. There's no doubt about that.
Peter, she's obviously eligible still for lower grade races in the city and also around the place. What now for Mr. Gride?
We haven't caught up with drinks yet with Sandra and Colin, so I think during the week we'll have a sit down and have a chat and see where we got to go. I think the Melbourne Cup was raised, you know, in conversation on the night. So look, we'll just see. You know, she's eligible for many races, and like you said, you know, well, we just hope Mr. Mestroff can put another $1 million race on in 6 months' time, and, and we can compete in that too. You know, give everybody else a chance also to compete in it. You know. It was a great thing, you know. I'd like to thank, you know, Mr. Mestroff and his team, you know, the GBATA, the Wentworth Park staff were fabulous on the night. You know, look, Mr. Mestroff didn't only put $1 million race on, he put $1 million show on. And you know, and all around the world, I've had numerous texts and messages and, you know, from around the world, from England, Ireland, America, you know, Dubai, who saw the spectacle and mate, they just could not believe, you know, the turnout, the crowd was electric. The feeling that we had, my wife and had, we'll take that to our grave. It was just an amazing night. It really was. They did really put on a spectacle. It was great to be a part of. It really was.
So, as you say, Peter, the focus hasn't just been in Sydney or Australia wide. It's been basically worldwide that this race is now known.
Yeah, that's correct, mate. That's truly correct. You know. It's really sparked up a bit of conversation, speculation around Australia and of course around the world. As I said, you know, I think the Victorians now are looking at putting on, you know, bigger races and better races. Look, the best race in Australia was the Melbourne Cup. I think the $1 million race is arguably now, you know, the most expensive, the on prize money anyway level, the better race, but. Look, Melbourne's still the way to go, you know, unfortunately for Sydney, but we've got a long way to go yet, you know, but I think Mr. Mestroff has taken us in the right direction, and I think in the next 12 months we'll see a bigger and better state, you know, in greyhound racing in New South Wales. We really will.
Peter, thanks for joining us this morning. Congratulations to you and Jody and the family, and also Colin and Sandra Camden Birmingham, and we wish you the best of luck in the future endeavours, and... Mr. Gride will follow her career, I'm sure, now with great interest now that she's taken out the $1 million chase.
Thank you, mate. And to all you guys, thank you for supporting us. And to everybody that came and congratulated us and thanked us and sent us texts, it was very overwhelming. Jody and I are still buzzing, and we hope that it can happen to everybody else in the industry too, that they get a feeling, you know, they get a chance to feel what we felt on the night. It was very overwhelming and very humbling. Thank you very much.
Peter, thanks for your time, and again, congratulations.
Cheers, guys. Thank you again.
Peter Lagogiani joining us this morning, the co-trainer with his wife Jody of Mystic Riot, who took out the $1 million chase at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Speaking of Greyhound Racing New South Wales, they have released their strategic plan for 2018 to 20 and 21. Three main points of the strategic plan are: number one, responsible, with welfare remains a key priority for Greyhound New South Wales. Number two is competitive. New South Wales is committed to driving commercial growth across the industry. And number three, sustainable. Vital to continued success of the industry is financial sustainability. So they're the three main points that if you want to have a read of the strategic plan, it's on the Dogs website. And also, you can print that out. It's a 26-page document there, the strategic plan for Greyhound Racing in New South Wales going forward, 2018 to 2021. Also, New South Wales have made mention, due to weather delays, the Gosford Racing will be put back a touch. They will resume on the 13th of November. The race meeting scheduled for Tuesday the 30th and the 6th of November will be conducted at Richmond. So the Gosford resumption of racing has been put back to Tuesday the 13th of November. Well, another highlight at Wentworth Park on Saturday night was the Group 3 Sydney Cup final, and here's how it panned out.
Racing, Poco Dorado began brilliantly and she is charging to the lead. Veloce Nero's working to second. Rockstar Patriot the inside, then Token King making ground. They'll follow it up by Zipping Kelly. Further back, Cairns End, followed up by Billy's Bake, and Ebby Ripper can see them all. They run through the bottom corner. The front runner, Poco Dorado, by two over Veloce Nero. Three away to Token King, Rockstar Patriot. A long break to Cairns End, followed by Ebby Ripper, then Zipping Kelly and Billy's Bake at the rear. Poco Dorado by two. The kennel mate Veloce Nero is reeling her in. They swing. The girls are going at it. Poco Dorado. Veloce Nero can't get her. Poco Dorado won the Sydney Cup. Poco Dorado beat Veloce Nero. They were followed in by Taken King. Rockstar Patriot. They're followed in by Ebby Ripper.
Well, there was Poco Dorado for John Finn, taking out the Group 3 Sydney Cup on Saturday night at Wentworth Park, clocking 41-68 leading throughout. And we've got Poco Dorado's lucky owner on the phone, Peter McDermott, joining us this morning. Peter, good morning and congratulations.
Yeah, good morning, John. Thanks very much for that. It's nice listening back to that race and reliving the moments. The sisters did great things on Saturday night.
Peter, it's a touch of deja vu. We're watching the Litter Brothers going around the land in Victoria at the moment with Tornado Tears and Rip and Sam. They've had some great battles over the last couple of months. And now Poco Dorado and his sister Veloce Nero are basically having a great battle.
Yeah, there's a bit of symmetry there. Both groups being by Fernando and both going over the distance. But it's a bit of a surprise, I guess, to find that daughters of Fernando and Chickadee Staccato as such good stayers when they were both free and sprinters themselves.
Of course, Chicka won the 2014 National Sprint and also second in the 2014 Melbourne Cup. And as you say, there's no rhyme nor reason to breeding by Fernando Barlett of Chickadee Staccato, two outstanding sprinters, and here they've produced a couple of well-known stayers.
Yeah, so anyway, that's we're blessed that it's worked out that way. And their brothers, Blue Moon Rising and Two Times Twice, they've, committed themselves to. They're just about perhaps ready to step up in distance as well. So, yeah, it's strange how these things come out at the end. But, all credit goes to John Finn, for his wonderful handling of the litter. And he's always challenged the dogs, from an early day when he first started training them and they started to race, that he challenged them to step up, and they've always met the challenge. So congratulations to John and his wife Minnie, who's does a lot of the work around. John, as you would have known, has not been well over the last couple of months, so
for sure,
a team effort. And John's experience and his touch with the dogs is amazing.
Of course, Poco Dorado made the national final earlier this year and ran third to Tornado Tears and Rip and Sam, as we were mentioning a little earlier, and she's really come on since then.
Yeah, she John has always had the opinion that she would be a stayer, so he's just placed her along the way, and then when she won the New South Wales final, in such convincing fashion, we went down to Melbourne, and we knew that the Tornado Cheese and Rip and Sam were the dogs to beat, but we were happy to be there and have a go. Third in the national final was a great result.
It's a good thing that she's a ready-to-go, out-and-go stayer, that she's on the bunny straight away, and she's out there running the time, and she did that on Saturday night in 41.68.
Yeah, she's only 25 kilos, as is Below Chandero, her sister. They're exactly the same size as each other, so as 25-kilo dogs, certainly the best place to be is out in front and staying out of trouble, and... they weren't brilliant dogs starting as 500-metre dogs, but as they've gone up in distance, I guess their ability to get out has improved. And once they've got out in front and stayed clear, obviously their confidence has grown. And, Poker's just got that racing style now that, she's just one of those jump and runs. And she's very strong, too, at the end of the 700. A lot of good dogs, have tried to run it out, but... she's won the last seven, I think, at Weddy Park. So, yeah, she's a true, true stayer.
Of course, a lot of people stood up and took notice of Poco when I think she came out and run just outside the track record over 600 at Richmond one night.
That was an interesting night. She was 1/100th off the record. So, that's just one of those things. She has amazing speed too, because she's. Actually, her two best times at Weddy Park over the 520 is 29.68, and her best time over 720 is 41.68. So there's a little bit of symmetry there as well.
Mm-hmm. And there doesn't seem to be a lot between them, Poco Dorado and Veloce Nero, because Veloce Nero does get pretty close to Poco in a couple of runs that they've met recently.
Yeah, it's funny. You'd love to know if they, have a little bond or sisterly connection there in the run. And Poco says, come on, sis, let's go. But I thought if Veloce Nero had have taken the inside run there on the last turn on Saturday night, that she would have got very close to Poco. But instead, she tried to switch over her heels. And once she did that, she couldn't just... maintain her momentum, and Poco won by a couple of lengths. So, there's, John's always said that Poco had the edge on her, which, I think the statistics tell us that she's a great dog on her own right, Veloce.
Of course, Poco has been invited to contest the Group 2 Top Gun Stayers next Saturday night at the Meadows. She's come up with box number 5 there. Your thoughts on that?
It's... 5 is certainly better than any box inside. We were hoping for either 6, 7, or 8, but 5, I guess, is the next best thing. It should suit her. The fact that Tornado Tears and Rip and Sam are out injured at the moment, I guess, makes the race a different proposition. But there's some very good dogs still left in the race. Bacali is certainly going to be very hard to beat. Dinah Chancer, showed great pace and hung on for 4th in the national final. Ebby Ripper, is always has always been a very good dog, so you never know that she's going to, bounce back. And, there's speed on the inside from Billy's Bake and Champagne Sally, but from what we saw the other night, you would hope that Poco might be able to lead and, be the one to chase down.
And you don't want to wish bad luck on any connections, but, of course, Veloce has been made first reserve for the race as well.
That's an interesting one. Of course, no ill will to any other dogs in the race. If Veloce doesn't go around in this Top Gun Stayers race, there are heats of the 600-metre Hume Cup on the same night. So I think she'll be nominated for that as well as Blue Moon Rising and perhaps even Two Times Twice. So we could have a full van going down to Melbourne for that Saturday.
Well, Peter, you're on a good ride at the moment with the litter, and may it continue. And thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll catch you down there at the Meadows on Saturday night.
Great. Thanks, John. Looking forward to it.
That's Peter McDermott, the owner of Poco Dorado, Veloce Nero, and a couple of others in the litter, Two Times Twice, and Big Men Rising, who also won at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Well, a couple of the other winners on the program, the regional reward final taken out by Modus Operandi for Rob Tyler in 29 at 85. Federal Lily won the Young Star Final in 29.83. It'll be heading back to Victoria and Robbie Britton now to be set for a heat of the Melbourne Cup coming up within a couple of weeks' time. The $1 million chase consolation taken out by True Talent for Jason McKay in 29.73, getting a run there as a reserve and being able to hold off Bogan Dooney and not available as well. And as we mentioned, Poco Dorado, Mystic Wright taking out the other features, and Blue Moon Rising for John Finn also winning the free for all on the program in 29.94. Our next feature at Wentworth Park will be coming up the heats this Saturday night of the Vic Peters over the 520 metres, five heats at Group 1 level, looking for the best 40 greyhounds, whelped on or after July 1, 2016. And noms will close tomorrow morning for the heats of the Vic Peters to be run at Wentworth Park next Saturday night. Well, time to turn our attention to Victoria. And, of course, the Top Gun comes up on Saturday night, the sprint and the stayers. And joining us from the Meadows is George Ferrugia. George, good morning to you.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I am well, thank you. No doubt the club looking forward to a big week of racing. First of all, we'll touch on the great chase coming up at the Meadows on Wednesday afternoon. They had the six semi-finals there last Wednesday. And, of course, the box draw for the final is one Aston Geisha, two Maximum Brood, three Loading Zone, four Charmed and Taken, five Superior Faith, six Johnny Wishbone, seven Reed Star, and number eight Come Home. So that's for the great chase final to be staged at the Meadows on Wednesday.
Yeah, look, it's a really good final, as often we get with these great chase finals, Johnny, in terms of young greyhounds on the way up. And we've seen a couple of good ones, but certainly Charm and Taken, despite drawing box four, has won five of eight, ran 29.93. The splits on Wednesday were outstanding, and if he can show that again, this will be another feature race final for this Barsha Bale father of mine litter, who have been absolutely fantastic, of course, taking out the features in South Australia a few weeks ago, and they've won a number of Vic Breeders finals as well, and Charmed and Taken looking to add to this amazing honour roll for this fantastic litter. Look, the clear dangers, number one Aston Geisha, five wins from five starts, and look, really well bred. Kinloch Bray out of Secret Spell, who was an absolute star herself, a Group 1 winner at the track, but she went 30.05. She seems to be getting better and better. And then we've got the likes of Loading Zone, who's a very, very smart young pup. Probably a little bit off his best in the semi, but certainly take a brave man to count him out. They're probably the three leading fancies, John, and final worth $47,000 to the winner.
We've got Charmed and Taken, tab.com.au, favourite at $2, Aston Geisha $2.90, Loading Zone $6, Maximum Brew at $7.50. So you're going around the top three in the market there in the Great Chase on Wednesday?
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't think they're drawn too badly either. Obviously, Aston Geisha off the red, as we said, and Charmed and Taken, although settling on box four, has got enough speed, I think, to put himself into a really, really good position. They'll be incredibly hard to hold out come Wednesday.
All right, now we turn our attention to Saturday night, the Group 1 Top Gun for the Sprinters, and we've got Dinah Paddy has come up with box number 1, Trooper Manelli 2, West on Augie 3, Uphill Jill 4, Hasten Slowly 5, Poke the Bear in 6, Real Simple 7, Hecton Bale in 8, My Redeemer and Jury other reserves. Dinah Paddy has been installed the favourite at $3. Poke the Bear coming off the run in the $1 million chase on Saturday night, $3.50. Hecton Bale at $5. My Redeemer's well in the market, the first reserve at $6. Uphill Jill, the defending champion, at $8. Hasten Slowly at $8. West on Augie 9. Real Simple 16. Jury at 18 and Trooper Manelli at 18. So Dinah Paddy off the red for Andrea Daly has been installed the favourite at $3.
Yeah, she has. And look, when the box draw came out, obviously we did it live on course, John. And look, I think a few of us just looked around, and there's usually always a couple of scenarios that pop into your head on how you think the race will be run. This is a really, really tricky one, only because the greyhounds that are drawn okay in Dinah Paddy and probably Hecton Bale, who obviously won an Australian Cup off box eight, they're not in the greatest form of their career. I think if Dinah Paddy was in the form she showed during July in the maturity, she'd probably start even shorter in a race like this. I mean, she was running 29.70 odds in those races and was outstanding. Interestingly, she has not won a race since she won that maturity final. In saying that, there's been a little couple of hints in her last couple of starts, which have been pretty impressive. I thought her run in the Million Dollar Chase series was pretty good. She was desperately unlucky. So she might be coming back into the form we know and love with her. And if that's the case, seeing the box draw and where the rest of it are situated, I think she's going to be the one to beat Dinah Patty off the red.
All righty, so we'll go for Dinah Patty in the Top Gun Sprint. Now to the stayers. We've got Billy's Bake in 1, Moment of Jive 2, Rockstar Patriot 3, Champagne Sally 4, Poco Dorado in 5, Bacali 6, Dinah Chance 7, Epi Ripper 8, the reserves for Loche Nero and Big Butters. Poco Dorado, coming off the Sydney Cup victory, is the favourite at $3.20, Bacali at $4, drawn right beside each other. Dinah Chancer at $5, Veloce Nero first reserve at $6, Billy's Bake at $7, Champagne Sally $8, Ebby Ripper at $8, Big Butters second reserve at $9, Moment of Jive and Rockstar Patriot at $16. Probably deserves favouritism, Poco Dorado, in the form that it's in at the moment.
Yeah, look, 5 race winning streak and you know, look, this race got turned on its head probably a month ago when we found out Rip and Sam and Tornado Tears weren't going to compete through injury, and I think that really opened up this Group 1 race. But Poco Dorado has certainly stood up in the last couple of weeks. Bacali's the interesting runner for Robbie Britton. I know, obviously, as we said, Tornado and Rip and Sam aren't there for him, but it's got some speed, Bacali, and it can run some time. And look, it'll be setting a pace along with Dinah Chancer. You'd suggest the dog's in 6 and 7. But if just Poco can just get a clear run to that first corner, we all know her strength as well. She did run third behind Rip and Sam and Tornado Tears in that national sprint final. This is her first go at the Meadows, which can sometimes be a little bit tricky. And then you got two greyhounds on the wings, Billy's Bake and Ebby Ripper, who were in this race last year. Both of them didn't run in the place. So they'll be looking to atone as well. Really, really interesting race. I'd be keeping the two Victorians pretty safe here in Bacali and Dinah Chancer, that's for sure. But, of course, Poco Dorado seemingly deserves favouritism here after what she's done in the last 5 or 6 starts.
Well, welcome back to Going Greyhounds on this Monday morning. A little technical hitch up there. Thanks to George for joining us, and good luck to them with the carnival there over the next few days. Geelong Cup will be run on Friday night, and Orson Allen has been installed the favourite at $2.25, Dinah Hunt at $3.50, Slingshot Hammer at $6, Aston Cometto at $9, Fully Loaded at $11, Italian Plastic at $11, Emerald Rainbow at $11, Speedstar at $15, Fernando Drums at $15, and Wise Ricardo at $26. So Orson Allen is the tab.com.au favourite at $2.25. Well, coming up tomorrow night at Lismore is the heats of the time-honoured Lismore Cup. And joining us online this morning is Lismore race caller Bob Lane. Bob, good morning to you.
Thank you, John. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody.
Bob, we might just pause there for a moment and listen back to one of the other feature races at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. And it was the win of Cosmic Bonus.
Racing, Cosmic Bonus fairly away. Blabbermouth won the break. Cosmic Bonus is driving hard. Cosmic Bonus has gone to the lead over Blabbermouth. Moving to third, Spring Creek Bill, followed by Freaky, the inside Black Hole Sun. There followed by Tamar Tux. And then Barney Brand and Celestial Folk at the tail of the field. Top corner, Cosmic Bonus by two. Blabbermouth going out after him. Three to Spring Creek Bill, they swing. Cosmic Bonus and Blabbermouth. Cosmic Bonus in front, they can't get him. Cosmic Bonus too good. Cosmic Bonus has won the money. Spring Creek Bill has grabbed second, I think, just on the line. And a Blabbermouth. They were followed in by Tamar Tux and Black Hole Sun, Celestial Foe Freaky, and Barney Brand, one of the tailenders.
Bob, it was great for the Northern Rivers with Cosmic Bonus and Evelyn Harris taking out that big feature at Wendy Park on Saturday night.
It was, John. Yes, Evelyn, Lenny, great supporters right up and down the coast of racing here, very successfully across the board, particularly now with Cosmic Bonus, and yeah, no, great to see him win.
Bob, coming up at Lismore tomorrow night, are four heats of the Lismore Cup, and the club should be absolutely thrilled with the class of greyhound we've got. In heat number one, you've got Sky Wave coming off the third in the $1 million chase on Saturday night. Raven Izmir in the two. Glenray Scud 3, Classy Cassie 4, Alpha Iris 5, Soft Sand 6, Mr. Bellucci 7, and Fire to Rain, who's been going well at Wentworth Park as well, in box number 8.
Yeah, it's hard to sort them out, John, particularly trying to line up the visitors with the locals, but gee, Skyway, they probably start very short. Box 1, it's won 7 from 12, and off that run on Saturday night, just taken no harm, in with an undeniable chance. And Raven Isma off the 2, 5 from 8 to date at Lismore, and from box 2, unbeaten 3 from 3.
In the second heat, Big Bad Bob drawn where he wants to be in the one, Kominichi 2, Nangar Cash in the 3, been sent to the Northern Rivers for Peter Simpson, 4 Cried Later, 5 Nicky Nettle, 6 Spooky Sensation, 7 is the National Futurity winner in Blue Sky Ride, coming off runs in the $1 million chase, and number 8 is Elusive Wave, another one for Vic Sultana.
Yes, and again, a very tricky affair, Big Bad Bob's. He's been on working holiday from Townsville South, and he's been a great campaigner for George Clegg, and he is. You can never leave him out. From box one, he's unbeaten, 4 from 4 to date, and at Lismore, he's won 6 from 9 with 2 minus. Thought Nangar Cash is a bit of a mystery in this event. Its form around Wentworth Park has been impeccable, and you can say the same there for the bottom two. So, and I think the key to a degree is Nicky Nettle. We haven't seen her here. She ran a very cheeky heat win in the Casino Cup recently, but particularly off a wide alley, just the 5 box, I don't really think will suit her.
The third heat of the Lismore Cup, we've got Ticket to Paris in the 1, Caitlin Keeping in the 2, Kingsbury Missy 3, Final Chalice 4, Jury 5, Realistic 6, Brandy Alexander 7, Kulu Jasper in the 8, Jury coming off an injury-forced layoff, had a run at Albion Park on Thursday night, looked as though he needed the run, showed plenty of early speed, but dropped out over the last little bit. He's the defending champion in the Lismore Cup, Bob.
Yes, he is. He's 2 from 2 at Lismore off the 5. Believe it or not, he's only had the one look at box 5 prior to this meeting. Coney Brett's got a wonderful strike rate at Lismore. I can't underestimate the dog. And the other dog with a query, I think, is that Caitlin Keeping. Recent form at Wentworth Park has been very, very strong, but it's a very even field.
And the final heat, gee, this would do well as a final. You've got Delray beautifully boxed in the 1, recent Gold Coast Cup winner. Fabrique 2 coming off runs in the $1 million chase. 3 Jonesy, 4 Lock Freddy, 5 Fab Fit, 6 Fernando Blaster in great form around the track, 7 Territora, and number 8 is Trey Bitt.
Yeah, it's a crackerjack field. Delray caught the eye here last week at Lismore, 29.89. Scott Holmes strongly in 14.82. Fabrique's got good form at this one. He's unbeaten 2 from 2. And the up-and-comer is Fernando Blaster. He's been devastating his last couple of runs. The last run there, he splits for 4.40, 14.80, and zoomed home in 14.66. Only 800s off the track record, but he is one on the up. The key to him may be Fab Fit, recent Casino Cup winner. He'll probably, or she'll probably go forward early. If he gets the break behind her, he'll be very hard to hold out. And, of course, Territory can never leave her out.
Bob, they're the four heats of the Lismore Cup tomorrow night. Of course, we've also got the Pop Northfield final coming up on Friday. Box draw yet to be determined, but the two heat winners there were Premier Rumble for Steve Cavanagh in 23.16, and Franz Bonus is Evelyn Harris again in 23.51. Your early thoughts on the Pop Northfield pre-box draw?
Three-box draw, yeah. Well, the improvement in some of the greyhounds, you'd think Premier Umber would have been suited from the inside in his early heat, but gee whiz, he improved off the six of the other night. His first bit was 8.52 and 14.64 home. Pretty well the run of the day. The dog in the eight will be hard. I think if he can draw wide, and Evelyn's dog, of course, but he can't leave it out. It won a scrappy affair, but still run 23.51. So, yeah, box draw, ultra important for the final of Pop Northfield.
All right, Bob, thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll catch you there at Lismore tomorrow night.
Thanks, John.
That's Bob Lane joining us with an early look at the Lismore Cup heats tomorrow night, and also the Pop Northfield on Friday afternoon at Casino.